In fact, the reason that you have developed a porn addiction and behavior is because of a lack of these four things. And on top of that, if you implement these four things in your life, it will impact every other aspect of your life, your work, your career, your family, your relationships, your marriage, your relationship with your kids, your spirituality. Every element of your life requires these four things. And the lack of having these in your life is what is contributing to your current behavior of watching porn and masturbating in a compulsive way. Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started. Hey guys, howdy howdy, brothers, brothers. I'm really excited to share with you all the 4 daily habits to actually beat this porn and masturbation thing for good. This is a really important paradigm shift that you can have. And the reason I'm excited to share this with you right here in this course is because this is the kind of stuff that I can't really teach elsewhere, like on YouTube or any of my free content, because it's a little more in depth and you have to come to a certain level in your porn recovery journey and have a certain level of seriousness, like you guys have because you've joined this program. You have to have that level of seriousness about beating core porn and masturbation and understanding the impact on your life before this makes sense and before any of this is actually doable, right? And so what I usually teach people is that there's a certain mind shift change that you can have. And when you get that mind shift change, it instantly makes your ability to quit porn and masturbation infinitely easier. And until you have that mind shift change that I'm talking about, you're just going to keep the habit with you for as long as you want to, right? And what that mind shift change essentially is many people think that in order to get to this place where porn and masturbation aren't an issue, you have to just, something has to click, like something has to just turn on and then you'll just be able to give it up forever, right? To an extent, that's true. However, there is a daily discipline, like when the rubber hits the road, when you're actually doing this thing of quitting porn and masturbation, it takes these 4 disciplines because, my friends, your porn and masturbation journey has been such an integral part of your life, the porn and masturbation, that giving it up is not so simple as just turning it off, but rather the mind shift change I'm talking about is when you understand that you have to get serious and you have to understand the impact, then these things will be easy for you to do. And when you get to that place and actually do these 4 things, that is a very clear indicator that you are able to beat porn and masturbation quicker than you think. Let me rephrase that. If you can do these 4 things every single day and you get to the point where you want to do these every day, and trust me, there are going to be some days that you don't want to do these 4 things, but if you get to the place where you're so determined and committed to doing these every single day, then that means you are serious, you understand the impact, you want to get better, and you are going to have recovery success. So I'm going to talk about what these 4 things are, and then I'm going to explain what happens when you don't have these in your life. And before I do that, I'll just say that you might think like, oh, this is just a temporary thing, and once I beat porn and masturbation, then I won't need to do these every day. I'm actually going to argue the contrary. In fact, the reason that you have developed a porn addiction and behavior is because of a lack of these 4 things. And on top of that, if you implement these 4 things in your life, it will impact every other aspect of your life, your work, your career, your family, your relationships, your marriage, your relationship with your kids, your spirituality. Every element of your life requires these 4 things. And the lack of having these in your life is what is contributing to your current behavior of watching porn and masturbating in a compulsive way. So renew. This is the first step every single day, is to renew your determination to quit porn and masturbation. Every single day, making a pledge to yourself to quit this thing. And it's through that reminder that of what you're committed to, not only the act of just saying no and abstaining from PMO, but actually what am I committing to? Why am I doing this? And renewing that determination every single day, ideally in the morning. Relate. This, in other words, is connecting with people, human beings. The reason that you develop a porn and masturbation habit is because you've isolated yourself in those times of difficulty and stress and anxiety. Instead of going to people for connection, you instead go in isolation and use the habit to escape. Replacing the habit is replacing the need for porn masturbation in your life and stop just abstaining and pushing yourself through this habit through sheer willpower, but actually replacing the need so that you are not actually desiring to go back. Reflecting means always going back at the end of the day, reflecting on why is it that I had triggers or urges. Like say, for example, today, I was really urged to go back to porn and masturbation. I did or I didn't. Why did I do that? And always peeling back the layers and writing it down and journaling, or ideally connecting with someone, that goes back to the relate number two, about why am I feeling this way, okay? So let's go and explain why you need each of these. Renewal. What happens when you don't have that constant reminder to yourself of what you're committed to? What happens when you aren't renewing your determination to quit porn and masturbation and live for something greater in your life? Well, we know very quickly, you know very well, that if you don't have that level of energy and motivation to quit porn and masturbation, you're gonna slide very quickly into the abyss, into the black hole, and go down that rabbit hole, that deep, dark rabbit hole that you know very well, of eventually acting out and slipping up. And it's a very slippery slope, right? But that's what happens when you don't renew yourself. And that's why many times you can go sometimes weeks or months or days without acting out, watching porn, and then very quickly you find yourself sliding down. It's because you lost that motivation. You let your guard down and you weren't able to renew your commitment every day. And that's why that's so important. Number two, relating. So what happens if you don't relate with somebody on a daily basis? Well, you might have the experience of maybe when you went to college, or you first were living on your own, or maybe your spouse was away for the day, the weekend, or something like that, and you were just by yourself and you didn't have anyone to relate with. But in fact, it's the actual isolation that is contributing more greatly to your desire to act out and watch porn. And on the contrary, having connection, having real relationships, is when you feel less susceptible to watching porn. For me and myself, I talk about this quite often. My relationship with my wife is a very clear linkage between my own sexual integrity and my levels of sexual integrity. If my wife and I are very disconnected, in other words, we're not relating on a daily basis and we're off pace with each other, I very quickly become triggered or urged or very stressed out and anxious. And many years ago, when we first were married, this was the primary reason why I always went back to porn. It's because I was lacking this relating on a daily basis of actual connection with somebody, right? So your daily action of relating could be just calling someone, just having a conversation, talking with someone in your household, in your family, with your spouse, with your children even, just connecting with somebody on a more personal level. Maybe it is connecting with God or spirituality, whatever you believe in. Maybe that could be it. But ideally, it's a human being that you can every day check in with and share about how you're doing today and just have that real heart-to-heart connection that's more than just surface level. Maybe you could call a parent. And if you're living alone by yourself, this is an opportunity for you to figure out how to have more connection in your life. I will say that if you have found yourself that you're too busy with work, with school, you have nobody that you're living with, you have no one to connect with in your life, and you don't feel close to anybody, I would say that that is actually a very unhealthy environment to be in. Or maybe even let's say that you do have a family, you're working and you have kids maybe, but you find it difficult to connect with people on a daily basis because you're just too busy. I would say also that is an unhealthy environment and behavior to have, because ultimately we're connective beings. Like, we're designed for connectivity. We're designed to support each other and to experience genuine connection and love and or whatever you want to call it. But without that connection every day, that is what is fundamentally contributing to your lack of control and addiction. We all often say that addiction is born in isolation and addiction dies in community, in connection. And that's why our groups, accountability groups, are very powerful. It's because you finally have an opportunity on a regular basis to connect with somebody. So that's number two, is connect with somebody every single day. Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way. And it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show. Number three, moving on to replacing the habit. What happens if you don't have something that is healthy to replace the habit? What happens if you let if you just live your life just pushing yourself through your porn habit, and when you're really feeling urges and triggered, you just kind of sit there and you just think about not acting out and thinking about how can I, you know, try harder, right? You know very well that if you don't replace the habit with something that's healthier and that is actually going to get you moving, that's going to get you excited, that's going to give kind of jolt you a little bit, then you're eventually just going to act out and slip. Because in other words, you're just kind of abstaining for the abstaining for the sake of abstaining in your habit, and you're not actually replacing the need for porn in your life. So in this example of a daily habit, you're replacing the habit is something that's in line with your North Star. Your North Star is the thing that you're working towards in your life, the thing that is your grander vision for your life, the thing that you want to ultimately replace the need for porn and masturbation in your life. So an example could be, let's say you're starting a you're starting a business, and you want to maybe pivot your career or something like that, or anything, or improve on a skill set that you have. And that gets you really excited. Like if it genuinely gets you excited to start a business or something, or start a YouTube channel or a podcast or anything at all, then your action, your placement could be something that moves the needle on that particular project that you're working on. Or you're really into landscaping outside your house, or you're really into a hobby, right? Like cycling or something. And you just get really passionate about that. The lack of replacing the habit is contributing to why many men, maybe you can relate to this, many people are unable to figure out what they really care about, what they're really passionate about. It's because you found yourself so deep into a ditch of porn and masturbation that you can't even see. You become so desensitized to life, and you're bored so much so that you can't even figure out what you're excited about, what you want to replace the habit with. My friends, that's a process that you really have to go through in order to figure out how to beat porn, is you have to replace it. And if you can't replace the habit, you're just going to be counting the days until your next slip up, because you've never really figured out the replacement for the need for porn and masturbation in your life. Okay, so replacing the habit. It could be money related. It could be health related, such as exercise, fitness, doing push-ups, going on a run, going cycling, working on a hobby, going to play volleyball with some friends, or just going outside to do some jumping jacks, or going with the kids and biking around the neighborhood, whatever it is, guys. It could be literally a million things are better than watching porn and masturbating. So you can decide what that replacement is. And number four, reflecting every day on your state of being, right? What happens, guys, if you live your life just being triggered and stressed out and feeling those urges to go back to porn, and you slip up, and sometimes you don't slip up? What happens from your experience when you just aren't intentional about your day? If you don't actually reflect and learn from yourself about, why did I go back to porn, or why did I feel triggered today? Why did I feel my sexual energy was really low and my sexual integrity was really low? If you can't figure it out what happened, then you're never actually progressing, and you're not learning from your experience, right? I often say that a relapse or a slip is only a failure if you let it be a failure. It's only a failure if you decide not to learn something from your experience. But if you learn something from it, that means you're progressing, period. That means you're progressing. That means you are growing. And that comes down to every day figuring out a way at the end of the day, or sometime whenever is ideal for you, every single day, you have to have the habit of reflecting, how is my state of being today? How is my emotional state of being? Let me make that really clear. Your emotional awareness is one of the most important critical foundations and factors that contribute to your success in beating porn and abstaining from this thing forever, right? What I mean is that there is a reason that many people who develop a compulsive addiction to anything is because they have a lack of self emotional awareness, and they don't know how to alleviate negative emotions primarily in a productive way, but instead they bottle up, or they use other outlets like addiction. Across the board, this is why some people, especially men, are way more susceptible to addiction. Alcohol, drug abuse, prison, crime. Men are usually more susceptible to this kind of stuff because men, generally speaking, are way less emotionally intelligent than women are. This is not just a gender thing, but it's a human thing. People who are more emotionally intelligent have better control over their habits and over their behaviors because they've identified the emotion. They're able to release that emotion in a healthy, productive way through the process of reflecting, and through the process of journaling, or through the process of communicating with something. Women generally are very good at this, right? You know, women, if your mom or your spouse or your sister like talking about things, and they have the habit of, when they're feeling difficult emotions like stress, they usually tell somebody about it because that's how they deal with it, and they don't bottle it up. And if people do bottle up those emotions, you know what happens? It very quickly festers and explodes. And you don't want that to happen. And that's what's happening right now with your porn behavior. It's because you've had a lack of self-reflection, and it's because of the lack of self-reflection that this is occurring the way it is. So the antidote here, my friends, is number four. You've got to every day journal or talk with somebody or meditate about your state of being today, my state of emotion today. Why am I feeling today? It doesn't even have to be like sexual related, like urges or anything. If you're really stressed out for whatever reason, or you were anxious about finances or about work or about schoolwork or about your relationship with your parents or with your kid or with your spouse or partner, anything, you reflect and you think about, why did I feel that today? That's a simple question to ask, but it's the most important question you can ask yourself. Why do I feel this way today? And then you find the answer to that question and you ask yourself again, why did I feel that today? And you ask yourself again, why did I feel that? Why did I feel stressed about the bills piling up or about this conversation I had with my loved one or a significant other or a family member? Why did I feel stressed about this interaction at work or at school or anything like that? And you peel back the layers enough, then come to the root cause of why you were feeling that this particular day, this emotion. And if you do that, I promise you, if instead of just going back to porn or going down the rabbit hole of like watching some triggery content or edgy content or watching that TV show you probably shouldn't be watching, instead of going there or instead of going straight to Instagram or TikTok or Facebook when you're feeling stressed, if you instead discuss it, you will instantly be able to release those emotions in a productive way as opposed to bottling up. Guys, these four habits, like I said earlier in the video, you will only do them if you're serious enough about doing it. And the only reason I'm sharing this with you is because I believe that you're committed to beating porn and masturbation. You've already showed commitment to doing that. And if you practice them every day, that is the instant mind shift change that happens. And when you do that, it will change your behavior forever. Because when you are committed to doing this every day, it will not only improve your porn habit, guys, not only that, but if you've recognized already, this will improve every aspect of your life, from spirituality to your career, to your relationships, to your body, to your health, to your mental health, to your finances. Every aspect of your life requires this kind of thing, because you can identify having the lack of renewal every day, of connection, of replacing your life with fun things and having self-reflection, then you're always going to be following your bodily instincts. You're always going to be following your habit, your habitual use of what leads you eventually down this rabbit hole of watching porn and developing a more and more severe addiction behavior over time. So the antidote is to do these four things every single day. So in this program, I want you guys to commit right now. I'm going to be doing these four things every day, no matter what. It's what I'm committed to do. If I don't do them, that's up to you. That's where we're keeping you accountable, but you need to reflect and commit every day, not just every week, but every day to doing these four things and finding a specific behavior and write it down, like write in your journal, take it out like right now if you want. Write down these four R's: renew, relate, replace, and reflect. And then next to it, put down a specific action that you can do to align with that. And I guarantee you, it's not going to be that complicated. Four things might be a lot, you might think, but it's not a lot considering the fact that these will improve your general state of being, your mindset, your emotional capacity, your positivity. It'll affect many aspects of your life if you just do that. Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally use to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.